In these days of skillful spin and counterspin, we noticed with interest an article in the Los Angeles Times this week about one industry that is trying to play it straight: car sales. The Orange County Automobile Dealers Association out here in California has been trying to train a kindler, gentler salesperson. We sent NPR reporter David Kestenbaum to meet the instructor.
Before selling cars, Fred Omidvar taught martial arts and worked as a motivational speaker, but he was, he says, very good at selling cars. I met him before his class in the parking lot and asked him about the tricks car dealers used to use. First, he says, if you were considering a trade-in, the salesperson would sometimes take your keys under the pretense of having a mechanic evaluate your car.
This was a common thing. It would take your keys that you gave me, and I would throw it on the roof.
The roof of the building?
The roof of the building, yeah. And then when you asked for the keys, wanted to leave, I said, I give it back to you. And you're like, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. And that would, and then I would sway that back to, come on, let's work out a deal. I'll basically buy the salesperson more time.
Then there was the power close.
If a husband came in and said, you know what, I got to go consult with my wife, the salesperson was trained to say, are you serious? And the customer said, yeah, I got to talk to my wife. And he would laugh. He would say, you know, do you want me to call my wife to ask her for permission to sell you the car? Come on, be a man.
The basic problem in sales is that people walk on the lot and invariably say, I'm just looking. Of course, Omidvar says they're not. They're looking to buy, and most buy within a week or so. So the salesperson has to act without being pushy. I ask him to demonstrate pushy, and he immediately just becomes this other person.
Can I help you?
I'm looking to buy a car.
Okay, you're ready to buy today or what?
I guess, if I find the right car.
If you find the right car, you'll buy today?
If I find the right car, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, good. Get hop in. Okay, this car is just a sweet deal. I've got two customers right now looking at the same car. And one of them, in fact, is supposed to be back this afternoon.
Omidvar counsels his students that this tactic can work, but only in the short term. Pushy places don't get referrals, and that's why the strategy is going out of style. So what is the alternative? The new school, which Omidvar says is now the norm, is to be persistent, but not pushy.
Welcome to ABC Motors. My name is Fred. What is your name?
My name's David.
Dave, thank you for being our guest today.
It's a typical soft sell, but don't be misled. If I said I was just looking, he'd say, that's fine, but he'd keep asking questions. Eventually, he'd get most customers into a car driving around the block. And here's the thing. The approach feels different, but when you get right down to the big question, how much does the car actually cost, he's just as evasive.
Well, I am sure, you know, since we are the second largest dealership in the country, any price that you have in mind that you like to buy this car at, if we can do it, no other dealership can.
Why do we have to haggle? When you buy a gallon of milk, you don't haggle. It costs what it costs. Why can't we just pay a certain price for a car? Here's his answer.
And the industry did start a no-haggling concept about 10 years ago, but it failed. You know, many of the manufacturers, like Mercedes-Benz, almost went bankrupt. It failed because people came in and still wanted to negotiate.
We want to haggle, he says, because otherwise we feel we're being ripped off. But there is less and less room to negotiate. According to the National Automobile Dealers Association, profits before taxes are just a couple percent of sales. With the internet now, people know what the real prices are. But Omidvar argues that price no longer matters so much. Success now comes down to treating the customer right. After I leave, he calls on the cell phone to make sure everything went okay. He teaches this in class also. In sales, it's called follow-up. For Day to Day, I'm David Kestenbaum.